Admiral John Kirby was asked if they were certain of those targets.
There's absolutely every right and responsibility for Israeli leaders to go after Hamas as a terrorist organization and to eliminate that threat.
The court says Donald Trump has to stop talking about the people involved in his election interference case. CBS's Anne Marie Green.
A federal judge has reinstated a gag order on former President Donald Trump. The order bars Trump from making public comments targeting prosecutors, court staff, and potential witnesses.
Trump says he's appealing. Auto workers at GM's Spring Hill, Tennessee plant have walked out.
We're looking long term. I mean, you know, if it's a short strike, it's not going to affect a lot. Long term, it could. But, you know, the more we make, the better contract we get. We're going to put that back in the economy, and it's better for the whole middle class.
There are tentative deals at Ford and Stellantis. CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Dane County judge has blocked a move by state lawmakers to remove the state's top election official. Attorney General Josh Call filed the lawsuit after the state Senate voted to remove Megan Wolf from the position. In a court filing, Republican leaders said that the vote was symbolic. While today's motion isn't the final ruling on the matter, the judge ruled that Wolf is allowed to continue serving as the state's election administrator until they make a final decision. Penalties could be on their way up for assaulting or doxing an election official in Wisconsin. A new bipartisan bill would also keep people from looking up clerks' phone numbers or addresses through public records requests. Local clerks from across the country say they're facing more and more harassment since the 2020 presidential election. If the bill becomes law, assaulting an elections clerk could mean 18 months in jail. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 34 today, under partly cloudy skies, west winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Snow likely, tonight 24, cloudy. 1 to 2 inches of snow, tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 25.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
A few grains of sand could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Pay raises for district attorneys and public defenders appear to be having the desired effect. Vacancies are down since the raises went into effect July 1st. Wisconsin District Attorneys Association President Eric Tony tells Wisconsin Public Radio that morale is also better. Public defenders say much the same about retention and morale. Now, Tony says he wants lawmakers to create more prosecutor jobs to help lighten the workload. Tomorrow is Prescription Drug Takeback Day in Wisconsin. People who have old prescription drugs sitting around the medicine cabinet can bring them to one of 140 events happening around the state. There are also nearly 500 drop boxes where people can leave their old medicine anytime. Attorney General Josh Call says Wisconsin is consistently one of the national leaders in the safety effort, and it makes a difference. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Badgers lose to Ohio State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers kept it close Saturday night at Camp Randall Stadium before losing to the Buckeyes 24-10. Last year, Wisconsin lost to Ohio State 52-21, head coach Luke Fickell.
Because of last year, because of some of those things that can creep into your head mentally, about what has happened in the past. I thought it was really important for us to come out and play well, especially in the first quarter, and following a plan and doing that and getting it to the fourth quarter, and then fourth quarter comes and we can't execute.
Badgers running back Braylon Allen left the game at halftime and was spotted wearing a walking boot on his left foot. NFL, the Packers lost to the Vikings 24-10. Green Bay's offense making several mental mistakes. Because the Packers offense is such a young team, is that any excuse for losing four in a row? Linebacker Preston Smith.
I'm not an enabler, so I don't believe in, you know, the age thing. We all been playing football for a long time. I just feel like, you know, youth is an excuse, and I feel like we just got to go out there and execute.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your Mad Radio forecast. A freeze warning continues until 10 a.m. this morning. 38 today, under mainly sunny skies, northwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight, snow showers likely, 26. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 27 degrees.
The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Saying, this is the John and Gordy show. John Peterson here.
Gordy Young right over here.
And by the way, that music
was from our cable access show.
Right? Yes, and it was written by a band that you were in.
That's right. Yeah, that was a long time ago, John.
But it still counts. You wrote the song.
Well, yeah, I wrote it and played guitar on it. Thank you for crediting me. I've still been waiting for the residuals to come in on that. But
well, now you're going to start getting them because they're going to be played extensively on this program.
Right. So, hey, it's 7:07. We've got a guest on the John and Gordy hotline right now, John.
We do. An old friend. It's Sly.
Sly, good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to call and congratulate you and wish you well in your new endeavor.
Hey, thank you. It's Sly in the morning, actually in the morning. So
yeah.
Here we are. So
I have an idea for a sponsor.
Please tell us.
Okay. That John, this is especially for you. That nice family that created the No Vax Zone at their coffee shop in Middleton. Whatever happened to them?
Yeah. I don't know.
Remember the ones that would go to the park and preach to the kids?
Yes, yes. Yeah, it's at the, they disappeared. You know, I don't think they do it anymore. So,
well, you'll have to clue me in. What
you
was this?
Because
I
of Middleton.
I did. these guys, yeah, they had coffee and sandwiches and pizza, and they preached Christ in a park next to the high school in Middleton.
Wow.
And they had coffee shops and donut shops, and it's all gone. So
maybe we can get that's a great idea, Sly. Yeah.
That was a case of know your audience.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, creating the no vax zone in the middle of a pandemic in Dane County just wasn't quite the fit the community was looking for.
It didn't catch on, you know? It didn't work.
Sly, John.
Not Lubbock, Texas.
We were just talking about when we first met up, you know, a long time ago. You and John and I were all at the same station way back when, in the very earlier days of our careers.
Not at the same time.
I worked for a lot of characters, but John and I worked for that guy that looked kind of like Donald Trump, minus the orange hue.
Absolutely, yes, yes. Okay. Lee Leisinger.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
All right. Yeah. General Manager.
Names.
He's dead, so what are you doing?
We didn't send out a contract. You know, it was just a natural thing. But
we could reminisce all day long. But Sly, what are you up to?
I love those clips. Yeah. What am I up to? Well, I'm supposed to be semi-retired, but it doesn't feel like that.
Yeah,
I'm still working for a station in Monroe and Freeport. I'm podcasting, you know, I'm doing all this stuff. So it doesn't really feel like I'm retired.
It's hard. It's hard to retire. It really is. I mean, here I am.
Well, when you, do something you love, when you do something you love, you can't explain it to people that haven't done radio.
Right. Mm, yeah. Right, exactly.
But once you do it and you get a chance to, you get a chance to talk to people every day and express yourself. Yeah, it's really.
There's
really
nothing like
fun.
It. There, just to come back after 16 years of thinking, well, this is it. You know, I'm sliding out. End of life. But here I am.
And here you are, and you work for a company that's going to back you up, which is nice.
Oh, yeah.
It's wonderful.
And it's a political philosophy as well. So.
But you two just hit it off.
You know, we had you on our cable access show, and you were
I remember that.
You rolled well with it. It was here. This is your life, Sly.
you can still see those clips, by the way, at John's website, democurmudgeon.blogspot.com.
You have those up there?
Yeah.
Oh my
God. It's there. Hilarious. You could watch yourself again.
Yeah. We're going to get that on our Facebook page. Go ahead, Sly.
John and I did a funny bit when he was still working in the mornings, and I think I was briefly doing afternoons. And I'd gotten a speeding ticket in Rosendale, Wisconsin. Do you remember this, Jim?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
What happened? Really?
So we called the town clerk we called?
We did.
The speed trap. It's the most famous speed trap in Wisconsin.
It is.
And she let us know that Rosendale, Wisconsin is the peonies capital of the state. And we were messing with a fine community.
Wow.
Peonies capital of Wisconsin.
Really?
There's no reason to speed through the peonies capital either, you know? So
no, there isn't.
And that's why
By the way, I completely avoid it now. I completely avoid it.
Well, I think the roads are better now. You know, I mean, they have actually fixed things up and made it much quicker. So
they have. Well, you two are, you know, your experience. So you have something to talk about. There's just you can't replace experience. So between the three of us, what's our combined age?
Oh God, well, I don't know. Get a calculator. I can't do the math in my head.
I think that's 300 years,
something like that. Well, Sly, we got to get you in. We want to get you in the studio here for a guest appearance sometime soon. So
contractually, are you able to do that?
Oh, you're right. Maybe.
Well, I don't know. I might have to check. I got permission for this.
Okay.
So.
Well, that's terrific.
Okay.
I really appreciate it. Do you remember when I used to fill in for you on the other station, the AM station, a long time ago?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Oh, no, you did.
Yeah.
Yeah, the callers liked you better than me.
but you didn't like me as much, because I remember you were telling me, you said, you know, John, you sound like you're on public radio. And I love that. That was one of the best moments of my life. So,
well, in Madison, that's a compliment.
It is. It is. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I hope it's not like that now. You know, you guys
are having a blast.
A maiden voyage here.
That's right. The Shakedown Cruise. Yeah. Well, thank you, Sly, for being with us this morning.
Have a great day.
Yeah,
all
you
right.
too.
Bye.
Fantastic.
Yeah, Sly there.
Yeah. Oop.
It's like bouncing the microphone
The thing is, a lot of the announcers in town, which, by the way, there aren't enough personalities anymore. There are a few good morning shows and stuff like that. But, you know, we were all friends.
Yeah.
We weren't actually competitors.
Yeah, we'd hang out after our shows. We'd go out together.
And the cable access show was a place where we all hung out. We had, you know, Johnny Danger and Sly and
we had
and Ralphie Boy and
Jonathan Little. Yeah. We had Elmer Childress. We'd all go to the Laurel Tavern. Well, Elmer wouldn't go, but
why didn't he go?
Yeah, we should. Do they even have cable access anymore? Is that even a thing? I mean, could we bring it back? We should see if we can dust that off again.
I think people lost track of it because they put it on the low channels. They put it on the low channels, which aren't high definition.
Right.
And no one wants to program those in as their favorite channels. So it just kind of died. They may still be there. In fact, I think they're required to have them, but no one tunes in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't think we'd survive.
Yeah. We don't need it because we have the Facebook channel now.
Yeah, yeah.
And we've got YouTube. I think YouTube is coming in the next few days. We'll get YouTube all connected.
Really?
So you can watch us, there. You can check in with us. You can see what we do in the studio here.
Well, by then we'll have run out of things to say, so.
I don't think so. Have we got time to get to the Warren appliances? I don't know if we can get to it this break. You want to carry it over?
We got time.
Okay. Well,
we're just going to chit-chat about it.
Well, what's it all about? I don't know what this is.
Why don't we play that little clip here of the war on appliances?
Here we go again. The administration's war on appliances continues. First, it was gas stoves. Then it was water heaters.
Oh, no.
And now it's ice makers. I live in the country. I like a glass of iced tea. Operative word there is ice.
Oh, man. That is
what?
That's quite the comment. the war on appliances.
How controversial is this?
I don't know. You know, for some reason, no one's talking about pigtail light bulbs anymore or big gulp drinks anymore. It seems like, everybody's enjoying the LED lights that they never have to replace again and don't really have high electric bills for. So, this thing about the gas stoves, obviously, this is new construction, and what they don't want to do is they don't want to put gas lines into new construction.
Oh, okay. All
that
right.
That feeds into the gas stove thing.
I get that.
So that
I understand that.
They're not banning gas stoves. If you want a gas stove, restaurants will be able to have them as well.
Okay.
So
what about microwave ovens? I've always thought how safer those, right?
I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
I
have a great fear of that.
Who hasn't put stuff in the microwave oven?
Yeah.
And then stood there in front of it, right?
Yeah.
And it's just this mesh screen that's supposed to, I guess, block microwaves from attacking your face. And I'm thinking, we all stand there looking in the microwave,
right,
and
just
our
waiting.
Eyes are just, being inundated with microwaves
and our face and our
skin.
And our brains. Yeah.
Is that mesh, that metal mesh, actually protecting us?
I don't think it could.
It
actually
just seems wrong.
It doesn't seem right.
We shouldn't be able to see in.
Yeah.
If it's really doing its job.
Really? I have the same fear of cell phones. I think cell phones, I really think there's something to that. Yeah. Because, I had a lot of hearing problems over the spring and the summer. That's where I hold my cell phone, is to my left ear. And, of course,
you have a little problem assist or something.
I have no bass or mid-range in my left ear anymore. I blame the cell phone companies.
I wonder.
I think it is. I think there's something to that.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, now we have Bluetooth headphones.
Right.
And earplugs. So now we can basically keep the phone away from our head.
Right.
Yeah. So maybe that's a good thing. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. Maybe,
Johnny's
maybe
Tech Corner coming back to haunt us again. We should do that. Yeah, let's bring back the Tech Corner.
We're going to have a lot of tech information on this show because
I can't stop
myself from talking about it.
Where else could we have it except right here?
Well, I've got two 20-somethings in my house, I've got to keep them up to date on all the latest electronics. And that's why I have these extra jobs, and that's why I keep working, because I've got to buy equipment for them.
How often do they get out of the basement? Because I worry about that.
They're gamers. They're in the basement all the time. That's where their room is. That's where their offices are. That's where their computers are.
They need to get out more.
Yeah. So that's...
I'd like to get them into the studio here and have them explain some of this technology to us. Because this is not like any radio studio I was ever in. It's like a conference room, right?
It is. There's a lot of technology here to get used to.
Yeah.
So
I'm like, where are the cart machines? The turntables? They're all gone. Yeah. Tape machines, everything. It's out of here.
Yeah, the cart machines. I really miss those.
Oh, boy.
The little cartridge, 8-track cartridges.
Okay, we're reminiscing now a little too much. It's 18 minutes past the hour, and it's going to be a cold day. Highs in the upper 30s.
WMDX, the John and Gordy Show.
We'll be right back.
Mad Radio Night.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Guess what? You asked for it and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th.
You're not comfortable until
serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
On a Monday morning with the John and Gordy Show, as we were saying, first day on the air. Hey, later today, it's the Devil's Advocates, 4 to 6 this afternoon, our buddies in the afternoon. I wonder what the Devil's Advocates will do for Halloween. Do they dress as devils? Or do they go against the grain on Halloween and dress as angels?
Well, you know.
That's a question for them.
It's demonic. You know, I don't think they really want to be recognized as demonic afternoon talk people.
Their name's Devil's Advocates. Go with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no?
Well, on Halloween, maybe.
We'll have to ask Crute and Dom what they're doing. I expect them to be dressed up as devils. That's my expectation.
Oh, my gosh. No. All right, we'll see what happens.
Okay, what were we talking
about? It's good advice, you know.
Yeah.
We're talking about the war on appliances. And because, you know, we don't want to supply health care to the nation.
No.
We don't want to get rid of high-capacity magazines and...
AR-14s. We don't want
to deal with the actual problems of society. We have to concentrate on the war and appliances. So the absurdity of all of this is so incredible. Will the government ban or confiscate your appliances?
This is really a thing.
This is an actual story. They say the new standards are based on a manufactured climate crisis. Okay, that's already based on a lie. They are less effective and more costly. Neither is true. They are more effective and they're not as costly. The prices should be going down. Oh, by the way, it's a pet peeve of mine.
What?
I mean, we have free electricity from the sun and the wind.
Okay.
All right. But bills keep going up. So somewhere along the way, they don't have to store the fuel, it just comes from the end. It just channels into these lines into our home, and the price should come down. If they're getting free energy from the sun,
right,
the price should come down, and it isn't. It's going up, and I understand that it's the equipment, it's the power lines, it's the storage batteries, it's putting up the towers or the fields of solar. But, you know, I just understand that, you know, somewhere along the way, now then the price will have to come down eventually. I'm on my rant.
But the population is getting bigger. I mean, there are more people, there are more houses and everything. So, I mean, how can the price go down? We've got more people using electricity.
Well, no, that's more of their profit. I mean, people pay their bill, and, you know,
okay.
The more people that get it, you know, pay more.
Okay.
It should come down.
It's all the appliances.
It is the appliances. And then another part, the third part, is a broader scheme to control every aspect of American life.
Now, wow, okay, you know, that's kind of
that's what the liberals want to do, is control every aspect of your life from birth to death. Because if you look at Florida and what DeSantis is doing down there, he's not controlling anything. He's letting people be free.
Yeah.
You know, it's just there's contradictions are so many. And then we have Bloomberg says that the new standards have the backing of two of the largest water heater manufacturers. Now, we're talking about water heaters in that particular case. Water heaters would use less energy, much like LEDs, and consume. And by the way, this is the it consume less energy, and consumers would save. and we don't want to do this because conservatives say this is really bad, consumers would save $11.4 billion on energy bills. So why would we want to do that?
Wow.
Because, you know, it's this war thing, and liberals want to control every aspect of our life.
Wow. What can we do? How can we stop this war on appliances? Because I kind of like some of my appliances.
Well, it... there's a lot of pontificating on Fox News about this war on appliances, and Fox News's Gutfeld mocked the standard, saying,
"Gutfeld, okay.
This is Catherine Timpf. I don't know who that is, but she said, because I rent, I don't know what a water heater is." My God, just stop. Do not say anything after that, because that doesn't work. It doesn't work. She says, but that's not going to stop me from being mad about this, because the one thing I'm really happy about, and warm, I'm in my bathtub. I'm eating popsicles in my bathtub. What the hell? And if the government takes this away from me, then I'll really lose it. So, yeah, there are a lot of people, you know.
Yeah.
Hot bath, popsicles.
When was the last time you had a popsicle in the bathtub, John? I've never heard of it. Is that a thing?
I didn't know. Okay. I didn't know.
Folks, you can call us at 609-879-8255 if you have some opinions about the war on appliances and how to deal with it. Right?
Right.
Okay.
And here's
a hot button issue.
Newsmax's Chris Plante called the standards a Soviet style campaign to wage war on appliances in America.
What does the Soviets have anything to do with it?
Communism. This is all communism. And Newsmax's Chris Salcido said, using the fake religion and man-made global warming, claiming the standards were proposed in order to control the populations. Besides, if everyone is on electric everything, it's simple to control your behavior, your movement, and populations by simply turning off the power. Because, you know, the government would do that. Liberal government would turn off the power to control you, make sure you do the right things in your home. So it says the facts and the science mean little when the goal is to get control over the population. They worry so much about this control thing, yet if you look at Florida,
right,
that's not control.
No.
That's not authoritarian fascist control in Florida. Come on. Unbelievable.
Okay. Well, I'm going to look at my appliances in a whole new way after all this. I just, I don't even know.
I know.
You know, how I'm going to open my refrigerator thinking about these things. Yeah.
Oh, and here's another thing.
Yeah, well, there's more?
Yes. and I'm not even reading this. I just something I read. But, you know, Republicans do not like this move toward EVs, electric vehicles, okay?
Oh, yeah.
They don't like the spread of electric vehicles.
Why?
It's you know.
Well, because the gas.
Because electric vehicles cost more.
Yeah.
Right now, they cost more.
Well.
But the fact is, as they become used vehicles, they become cheaper and cheaper, and people will go to used car lots, and they buy an EV that is much cheaper because now it's a used vehicle. But anyway, the cool thing is now they've got a proposal to make vehicles, electric vehicles, your backup energy source in case of a blackout. So if your neighborhood loses electricity, you have your EV plugged into the wall.
Okay.
And they make it reversible now. Instead of charging your vehicle will be sending electricity into your home.
Wow.
And it's enough power in your car to power your home for 2 days.
Wow. So I didn't know that.
It's a new standard they want to put in place. There are two manufacturers that are going to do it. But, you know, we hope it catches on.
Do we have the infrastructure to handle the electric vehicles? Are there enough electric vehicle, what do you call them?
Charging stations?
Charging stations. Thank you. Yeah, I don't see not very yet. Many out there.
But they're there.
I know they're there, but I don't have an electric vehicle, so I don't. It's not on my radar.
But you do have popsicles in your warm bathtub, right? All right.
I love a good popsicle in the bathtub once in a while. WMPX, I'm going to try that.
John and Gordy.
We're coming back after this.
You're listening to Mad Radio.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Peter King. Israeli military officials say they've hit more than 600 Hamas targets during the past few days, killing dozens of Hamas fighters. The targets include a missile launcher the military says was near a university. Israel has released video of its ground operations in Gaza. Correspondent Cammie McCormick has been watching.
The videos include rocket fire and armored bulldozers operating in the Gaza Strip. Palestinians in northern Gaza have reported fierce fighting and artillery strikes today as Israeli troops backed by tanks continue their push into the area. Thousands of Gazans continue to seek shelter around hospitals. The Palestinian Red Crescent says Israeli authorities have told them to immediately evacuate one hospital.
Another wave of American ships is headed to the region. Here's CBS's David Martin.
A defense official says a Marine amphibious task force aboard two ships in the Red Sea has been ordered to transit through the Suez Canal and into the eastern Mediterranean, where it would be in position for a possible evacuation of American citizens from Israel and Lebanon.
A federal judge has reinstated a partial gag order on former President Trump regarding his election interference case. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum says Trump is appealing.
President Trump's lawyers continue to argue that he is the leading contender for the presidency, and this partial gag order will stifle his ability to address a pivotal campaign issue, the various criminal cases brought against him, all intended to hobble his campaign. Trump wants the freedom to speak to this issue, even if it means disparaging the judge, prosecutors, and potential witnesses.
Auto workers have reached tentative deals with two of the big three automakers in this country, but in Canada, 8,200 Stellantis workers have gone on strike. Here's WWJ's Jeff Gilbert.
The employees of Stellantis make products for Chrysler and Dodge and some parts that are sent to factories here in the U.S. Negotiators, however, remain at the bargaining table. Here in the U.S., negotiators for Stellantis reached a tentative deal with the United Auto Workers Union over the weekend.
And a national pharmacy chain is also facing a strike. CBS's Matt Piper.
More Walgreens walkouts. Some pharmacy staff will once again walk off jobs today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. They claim unsafe working conditions and a strain to vaccinate people. It follows walkouts 3 weeks ago. There are 9,000 Walgreens stores across the country, but these stoppages are said to affect hundreds of stores.
Ahead of the opening bell, S&P futures are up 26, Dow futures up 185. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Dive into true crime on Pluto TV. Unravel the mysteries on Forensic Files and Dateline 24/7. Plus, watch thousands of other crime movies and TV shows, all for free. Download Pluto TV on all your favorite devices and start streaming now.
Exergen thermometers are a top choice of medical professionals at highly ranked hospitals across the U.S. Accuracy matters, so make Exergen the chosen thermometer for your home and family. Available at Walgreens and other participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen thermometers are the smart choice when selecting a thermometer. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Got a fever? Stay home. To detect fever accurately at home, you need a clinically accurate, fast, and non-invasive thermometer. The Exergen thermometer is backed by over 100 clinical studies. Accuracy matters. Be smart and safe. Measure accurately with Exergen thermometers available at Walmart and other participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Bug Tussle Wireless.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle. We're out there because you're out there.
Whether we're digging a neighbor out of the snow or cooking up a weekend block party, nobody knows our communities better than us. But for the last 12 years, some politicians have carved up our neighborhoods into voting districts that serve their political interests instead of our needs. Now, they want to ram another power-grabbing bill through the legislature so they can control whose vote counts. When it comes to our districts, we draw the line. By joining together in favor of true, fair districting, we can ensure our communities thrive. Call your state senator today to tell them that the legislature should not be allowed to manipulate our district lines, period.
Paid for by the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
If you're looking to get in the spirit of Halloween, look no further than the Trading Post in Wisconsin Rapids. They have quality goods at affordable prices with items changing daily. Get decked out for the season at the Trading Post, the store you can get lost in.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes. I'm not a criminal.
Youth Advocate Programs is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. Learn how at yapinc.org.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Pay raises for district attorneys and public defenders appear to be having the desired effect. Vacancies are down since the raises went into effect July 1st. Wisconsin District Attorneys Association President Eric Tony tells Wisconsin Public Radio that morale is also better. Public defenders say much the same about retention and morale. Now, Tony says he wants lawmakers to create more prosecutor jobs to help lighten the workload. Tomorrow is Prescription Drug Takeback Day in Wisconsin. People who have old prescription drugs sitting around the medicine cabinet can bring them to one of 140 events happening around the state. There are also nearly 500 drop boxes where people can leave their old medicine anytime. Attorney General Josh Call says Wisconsin is consistently one of the national leaders in the safety effort, and it makes a difference. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 34 today, under partly cloudy skies, west winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Snow likely, tonight 24, cloudy. 1 to 2 inches of snow, tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 25.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
More for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. You know something? You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly shit jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your fucking retirement money. They want it back. So they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this f***ing place. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. And by the way, it's the same.
Youth sports are community sports. When you run into an old friend while you're cheering on your local team or making your way back to your seat and asking what you missed, Youth Athletics brings the community together. Help us support local high school and amateur sports by joining our team of amazing sponsors. Call Ashley today at 715-496-0710. That's 715-496-0710. And join us as we continue to keep our community connected.
You have one new notification from Cleary Building Corp. This is to remind you if you're thinking about building a home, storage facility, or commercial building, make sure your building has a Cleary Shamrock on it. At this time, we urge you to visit clearybuilding.com immediately to speak with a sales specialist to get you the building of your dreams.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Get the best warranty in the business at clearybuilding.com today.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Supporting the education system. It's falling apart.
We
don't pay teachers nearly enough.
Wisconsin is the perfect example of what Republicans think about education in this state.
Right.
They defund it. They penalize. They punish. They make sure that you don't have the courses that you really should have because they have a different vision of America. It doesn't have anything to do with independence or free thought or doing whatever you want to do. It is something that they call the shots on. They call the courses that you should have and not have. It's just an amazing thing to see the Republicans in this state, what they do to education. They have defunded everything. And every biennial, they have something that ticks them off about the university. And this year, it was DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion. They hate that. They say it doesn't work.
The course curriculum, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and so they penalized the university. They stopped giving the raises. Took, I think, $32 million away, and they didn't approve. The number one thing the university wanted was the expansion of some department. I can't remember. Just spaced it as I was saying it.
Okay.
But anyway, that's what they think of education in this state.
Well, that's it. Cutbacks. They're closing some of the schools. They've closed some of the campuses.
Engineering.
That's what they wanted to defund that.
So they didn't expand. It was the number one thing the university needed. It creates jobs. It keeps people here. And what do? They penalize because of DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion. And get this, I know Robin Voss has spoken about this a number of times, but the problem here is with his reasoning is he has vilified it. I looked up as long as I could, any reason why DEI is a bad thing. I wanted to know what is it that they're complaining about? Why don't they like it? And the only reason that they oppose it is because of the actual hate that they have created around DEI. It's the fact that there's a backlash against it and people aren't happy about it and they think it's unfair. Well, why do they think that? Republicans created this uproar. This is a manufactured outrage. And so that's the logic behind, well, it's really destructive. It's really divisive. You know, inclusion is divisive. Okay.
Yeah.
Up is down.
Down is up. Right is left. Left is, we got you.
It's just unbelievable.
We're interested in what you think about it. Give us a call on the John and Gordy hotline, 608-879-8255. 608-879-TALK. John, you got something else over there that you wanted to talk about, right?
I do. And just one more thing.
Okay, well.
But George Carlin, okay?
Yeah. Years ahead of his time.
My 20-somethings.
Yeah.
Didn't know anything about George Carlin.
Never heard of him. Isn't that something?
So I'm thinking, you know, maybe we're turning a new generation onto one of the great comedians and voices of our time.
Yeah, groundbreaking stuff.
All right.
Unbelievable stuff. All right. We've got Kathy is on the line. Good morning, Kathy. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning, beloved Madison radio personalities, John and Gordy.
Oh, it's so good to hear you again.
Hi. This is Kathy, your friend from Costco.
Yes.
That's right.
How are you guys?
She checks my receipt on the way out because I do look criminal. So
what are you talking about?
I'm only speaking as a private citizen.
Okay.
That's right. Not a Costco employee.
Of the phone company.
Mm-hmm.
You do look a little sketchy, John, but we're actually just checking for accuracy.
Yes.
You know, as you guys are talking about the old white men in the legislature, it's kind of striking to me the way they are qualified to practice medicine.
Yes.
Teach our kids. Yeah. I mean, they just know everything. It's just amazing. President Company accepted, of course, but
right. We know more. So
yeah. You're right. They're out of touch.
We don't sit here and say, you know, transitioning is bad and you can't do it, and we're telling parents what to do now because, you know, they're doing it wrong, right? But we're giving parents all the control they want when it comes to educating their children, but they can't control transitioning. What is that? Yeah.
Oh, God.
I know it's a stumper. Yeah. Going a little rant there. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
About that.
No, you know,
I'm changing the subject, but do you want to talk about the stuff I buy at Costco?
Well, I thought Kathy might be talking about the appliance thing. So, you know, Costco, they have appliances there,
they
right? They have little house appliances.
Yeah, very expensive.
Yeah.
we have some really nice ones.
Okay. That's right. Good. You can see her hands. What's that?
If anyone has tips on how to make my dishwasher work without going through an elaborate ritual, that would be great.
Wow.
All right. Well,
a new one.
Hey, we're here to help you. We want to hold your hand through everything here. So John and Gordy will be with you in your corner as you try to figure out your dishwasher. We'll get somebody on that right away.
This is very comforting.
That's why we're here. That's why we're here.
Okay, Kathy.
I'm so happy you guys are back. Have a great day.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
First caller.
Well, Sly called earlier.
Well, yeah.
You don't count him?
No.
All right. No, that's right.
He's a fellow announcer, you know. This is a normal, everyday person that we run into in life.
How do you know? She checks your receipts?
Yeah.
And that's how you know her?
Well, I bet.
At Costco?
It was funny. Because.
What were you walking out with? Excuse me, sir. Wait a minute.
A new stove. You
really?
Know? Yeah, electric. Okay. You know, they're forcing me to get an electric now. The gas is out.
Right.
But, you know, every time I went in there, I would be, you know, on the way out. And she would go, well, if it isn't, you know, John Peterson, family show, blah, blah, blah. And, and it was this introduction every time I was leaving, you know. Oh, it's John Peterson. And I just thought that was cute as heck.
Okay.
And we just started talking, and she had listened to the show. And
well, I'm glad she called in. I hope she calls back.
Yeah, that's
good.
That's great.
Again, our number is 608-879-8255. And you're with us here on day one of the John and Gordy experience.
Right.
We've got a couple of minutes here, and we're going to take our final break. But we're on Facebook. Just go to The John and Gordy Show. As we were saying, and Facebook Live has a camera in the studio here as we pace around in between the breaks. You can watch John feverishly pacing back and forth. And we'll get the YouTube thing going, I think, in the next day or two as well. And you can always check out our podcasts after the show at the Civic Media app, right?
That's
the
right.
App. Put
you
it
can.
On your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you can watch us.
Can you?
On the app, I think you can.
I don't know if that's possible.
Well, don't try. Don't experiment. Don't get out the phone and, you know, listen via the app.
We've got the stream going. You can also listen on your smart speaker.
This is crazy, though.
You can ask Alexa. Say, Alexa, the John and Gordy Show,
well,
I think. Something like that.
You have to give it permission in order to do that. But,
okay. Well, there's all kinds of ways.
Technology stuff. You
I
used
know,
to be
amazing.
Horrible at technology.
I know. But now I'm...
You're getting into it.
Oh, well, I'm showing you what to do now,
I know.
Right? Yeah,
you,
I kept up on
you
it.
You actually are.
Yeah.
See, I'm not a social media person, but you are.
Well, yeah. So what can I tell you?
That's your experience, in public television?
That's right.
In Indiana, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I was on public television over in South Bend, Indiana for a few years. Before that, just so people know... I was a TV weatherman for 20 years. Started with Elmer Childress back in the day over at NBC 15. Started with Charlie Shortino. He started right after.
Were you ever right when you gave your weather forecast?
I had no idea what I was talking about.
I figured.
All right.
Well, this is the John and Gordy Show on WMDX. We'll be right back with more
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hey folks, Stephanie Miller here. As an enlightened progressive, you know how important it is to do business in accordance with your politics. That's why Solidarity Realty is my favorite real estate firm in Madison. Solidarity Realty is a local independent realty company that lives their values. They provide outstanding expertise and protect your best interests while building community and promoting sustainability and diversity. Vive la resistance! Find them today at SolidarityRealty.com. And don't forget, tell them Stephanie Miller sent you.
This is Pat Slattery of Slattery's Automotive Service in Verona. Established in
1973. You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
John, we're back. We're back. Our Halloween Eve show continues. Yeah. Tomorrow is the big day, Halloween for real. A 64-year-old woman in Taiwan who heard clicking and rustling sound for several days turned out she had a small spider in her ear canal. Ooh, that's creepy. Spiders.
Consider yourself lucky.
Yeah.
That wasn't you.
Well, that's what I was thinking. She was complaining of feeling of movement inside her ear. I've had that. And clicking and rustling sounds that prevented her from sleeping for several nights. The doctors looked in there. They saw a small spider and its discarded exoskeleton inside the woman's ear.
Very sweet.
Now listen to this. They used a suction tube to remove the arachnid and the exoskeleton. That's exactly what the ear, nose, and throat guy did with my left ear.
Really?
He used a vacuum.
And he didn't tell you what he got out.
He said, this is going to sound like a freight train going through your head. I'm like, really? And then he did it, and he was right.
Yeah.
It helped.
Sound is okay, but pain is not a good thing.
Well, pain
did you experience any pain with it?
I did, because he had to put a tube through my ear canal and through my eardrum.
Wow.
He pierced the eardrum. That's not fun.
No.
Painful.
Yeah.
Just for a few seconds, though. It really wasn't bad. And then it drains out, and then you're better. I have gotten a lot of my hearing back in my left ear. It was gone about 50%, but now it's back to about maybe 80%.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm glad they didn't find any spiders in my ears. But,
no.
You know. I'm just thinking spiders, snakes, psychics, witches, warlocks.
Yeah, me too.
You know, we want to hear if there are any psychics out there. Maybe we can get them to call in tomorrow during our big Halloween broadcast.
It's the big Halloween day.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. You know, it's anything can happen at that point because it's a magical Halloween day. You know, I used to have a Halloween special.
Did you?
On all these stations that I used to I used to play all this Halloween music.
Whoa.
I mean, it's my favorite time of the year.
I think
it has always been that way. I love fall, the colors, the wind, the chill, Halloween, costumes, you know.
Kids walking around in the streets.
It's always fun.
Now, you remember this, I'm sure. When we were kids, way back when.
Yeah.
Halloween went on. I mean, when you were out on the streets collecting candy from all the houses, you went as long as they were. I mean, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, even 10 o'clock.
We didn't have time limits.
Right. We didn't have any time limits. You just kept going until all the lights started going out in the houses, which could be 10 o'clock, 10:30, 11 o'clock.
They stayed open really late.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't do that anymore. Well, it's very controlled, and I understand why. I mean, just safety concerns. That makes sense, right?
Back then, I don't remember people saying, oh, yeah, take as much as you want.
No.
See, I mean,
they were very stingy.
If you wait long enough at the end of the night, people are dumping their candy.
Right.
So you can get a lot.
Here's some more candy corn.
Just a little tip for the kids. Keep the parents out late.
That's why we're here. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Sad to hear about Matthew Perry passing away. Great guy. Very funny man. Yeah, he was in the hot tub.
Well,
and drowned.
He had exercised.
Is that right? I haven't heard the story.
And pickleball.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and I guess maybe he was in the hot tub to relax or whatever, and that's what tripped him over.
That's sad. Yeah, he was a really talented actor and just wonderful. It's great to see all these old friends clips and see, you know, the kind of actor he was.
Yeah.
He was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought the movies that he starred in were really good.
Wasn't he in a movie with Chris Farley? Do you remember that? I think so. Yeah, I think it was about the Lewis and Clark expedition or something like that, based on that. I could be wrong.
Well,
we could Google it, but I don't have time.
That sounds like a good topic.
But tomorrow we'll talk about Halloween. We'll have some more Halloween stuff and a lot more things lined up for our second broadcast tomorrow. If we're back.
Yeah, if they let us come back, right? We're not hitting our brakes. Everybody's angry at us now. But here's, I think tomorrow I want to touch on DVDs.
What about them? Does anybody use them anymore?
DVDs and Blu-rays. Are they
phasing them out?
They're on their way out.
Oh, don't say it.
It's becoming even more disposable. You know, entertainment. We won't be able to watch it when we want. We'll be at the mercy of the Disney Vault. Do you never heard of the Disney Vault?
What's the Disney Vault?
Okay.
What do you mean? They own everything and they got it in a vault somewhere?
No. For the last 40, 50 years, they would slowly release movies on VHS.
Okay.
That were kind of redone a little bit, cleaned up, and they would release these movies for like 3 months, and then they put them back in the vault.
Well, that's the way they make money.
And you had no access to them.
Right.
And the reason why this is really a soft, I just get so angry about this. Do you remember Zorro?
Of course.
Guy Williams, right?
Yes.
Okay.
The old days, Zorro.
He was the best Zorro ever. He was like the first superhero, the guy with
Zorro.
The mask, right?
Yeah.
The fox. Okay.
He had a sword.
They did not release Zorro at all. And I have a 24-year-old at home. I wanted my kids to watch Zorro when they were little kids, and I couldn't show it to them because
the original.
It was not out on video.
Now, are you talking about the original black and white?
The Walt Disney series.
Okay.
Zorro series.
All right.
And, you know, I thought, this is going to be inspirational. My other kid is, you know, like Spider-Man, basically. But the whole thing here is that Zorro would have been a great introduction to all of this stuff.
Yeah.
And it wasn't out on anything. And not only that, but you had to belong to the Walt Disney Club in order to have access to the DVDs that they had of Zorro. But that was very expensive, and it was a monthly thing. It was like the Columbia Record Club.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, so, my head is exploding now thinking about Zorro. That was such a great show.
It really is. But it is on Disney Plus now. So
it
you
is.
Can watch it. Yep.
Well, that's cool.
Yep.
Well, let's try to get that.
It is. It's a very good show. All right. Well, I know it's a little late. But
Well, anyway.
Okay,
you know what?
Go.
Guess what? We're almost out of time for today, but we want to thank everybody that called in. It was great to have Sly stopping by earlier in the day via the phone lines. And we can hope that we'll be back tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., 6 to 8 a.m., Monday through Friday, right here on Mad Radio WMDX.
That's all we are saying.
That is all we were saying. We want to thank also our musical director, Michael Massey, and the John and Gordy Singers for being with us. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great Monday. So long.
Bye-bye.
It's the John Gordy Show.
Broadcasting from the city where the locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
To everyone who craves a rich and creamy hometown treat, let our team member Nevaeh tell you how we do it at Culver's.
Every scoop of Culver's fresh frozen custard is made in small batches throughout the day. Because where we come from, the little things make a big difference. Like bringing back a seasonal favorite, our salted caramel pumpkin concrete mixer and pumpkin spice shake are back for a limited time. Handcrafted with farm fresh dairy and real pureed pumpkin just for you.
From Wisconsin with love. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King. Israel says it's hit hundreds of Hamas targets and killed dozens of Hamas fighters over the past few days. The collateral damage